Wow. You know, there are just some Sundays you feel like you get a little slice of heaven right here, right now. And I think we just got that. So I'm going to open in prayer, but before I do that, I think we all kind of know the world we're living in today. Commitment isn't what it once was. And so when you are, or when we are, witness to something which has become extraordinary in our world, I think it is a good thing to honor that. And today, Ron and Audrey LeMay celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary. You guys got to stand up. You got to stand up. Come on. Way to set an example. Well, this has already been an awesome service today. And we're going to head back into the Lord's Prayer in just a moment, but let me open in prayer. Father, I thank you for everything that's going on here today. Lord, you are here. You are in our midst. It is awesome and wonderful. And we want to give glory and praise to you. Lord, I pray that you'll continue just to be here with us as we now head into your word for these next few minutes. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would forgive me all my sins and cleanse me. And Holy Spirit, please come now, fill me up. And Lord, do not let me get in the way of what you want to have come across today. Father, I thank you for the fact you want relationship with us. Lord, we just celebrated communion, and it's all around restoring relationship. God, I pray that you will just continue to hit that home for us. And Father, that you will remind us again and again how much we need to stay connected to you. May you be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're heading back into the Lord's Prayer, and I hope you remember from 2 weeks ago, we started down this path of prayer, and it's an old path, in that prayer is one of the main ways that we connect with God. But it's a path that many just don't give much time to in this day and age, and yet it is the path of connection with God. This old path, that it can lead us to strength and power that we need to do life well as we live up to who God has declared us to be because of all that he accomplished through Jesus on the cross. And we started looking at the Lord's Prayer 2 weeks ago. And the fact that Jesus instructed his disciples and us to call God Father, and how awesome that is. And we are to look to the Father, and we are to hallow his name, make it holy. We are to worship God. We are to praise God. But the idea is that we know him, and we know our Heavenly Father. And to know our Heavenly Father means that we need to give time and put forth effort to get to know him. And he has made himself known to us through general revelation. And that is looking around at creation, this world that we live in. Paul wrote in Romans 1:20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. And there is so much that we can learn about God through observation of this world that he created. But the Lord has also given us specific or special revelation that we have in the Word of God. And we can get to know our Heavenly Father in an amazing way by just reading our Bibles. And it's there that we learn that our Heavenly Father, that all that he has revealed about himself. And let me tell you, there is a ton that he has revealed. In fact, reading God's Word, I mean, reading it for a lifetime is a good start. Because believe you me, you will discover new things along the way as you get in to the Bible. And he is a God of wonder. And his attributes are many. And they will lead us to a place where we will begin to realize how truly needy we are. Now, I may potentially have lost some of you right there. Because we don't like to think of ourselves as being needy. Because I think all of us, we may know someone who we would describe that way, and we don't want to be like that. We just don't want to be like that. But we are in need. And it's in your praise and adoration of God, it's in your worship of Him that you're going to see His holiness. You're going to see His worthiness of who He is. And there could well be a sense of desperation well up inside of you as you focus in on God. I mean, come on, it happened to Elisha, or it happened to Isaiah when he was brought into God's throne room. I don't remember the story. He said, "Woe is me." He was a prophet of God. When you say woe, that means God's judgment's coming on you. And he's there in this throne room, and he sees God, and he's like, "Woe is me, let God's judgment fall on me, because I should not be here." And he knew how needy he was. And we need God. And let me tell you this morning, He is so good. Because our Heavenly Father is sufficient, and we need Him. And oh, that we might desire more of Him. Admit the need we have, and seek the power and strength we need to do this life from a true and pure source of all that we need. But more than that, we get to live in His grace and His mercy. That is where we need to do life from, remembering how loved we are by our Father God. Hallowed be our Heavenly Father's name. And there's something absolutely wonderful that happens when we get our eyes on God. They come off ourselves. They come off us and on to the one who has all that we lack and so much more. Now, 2 weeks ago, I briefly mentioned how we see people's lives imploding around us because they have their eyes on themselves. They have these ingrown eyes, and it's all about them. It's all about their rights, their wants, what they believe is owed them, and how they've been wronged, the stress they feel in their lives. And they're living this life that's all about them. And it doesn't seem to work out too well for them. Because as we look around the world, we see so many people who have ingrown eyes, and they're like, they're on this downward spiral of selfishness as their lives are imploding in on themselves. You see, our eyes need to come off ourselves, and we need to see God. Because the Lord is our life. He is our life. You know, the Westminster Catechism asks, what is the chief end of man? The answer, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Now, there is wisdom in understanding it's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about God. And oh, that we might see God, that we might know Him. Because when we do, okay, candidly, we don't want it to be about us. When we see all that He is, it's like, God, I'm willing to trade everything that I am because I just want You. I just want You and all that You are in my life. You know, I really like how John Piper has put this. Rather than me just tell you, I just want us to watch this short little video now. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. When we understand, when we incorporate it into our life that He is our life, oh my goodness, we'll begin to shine. And it's there in that place, after focusing in on God, and we see Him and we know Him, that we want and desire to pray the next phrase as Jesus taught us. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, what does this mean? Well, we talked about the truth 2 weeks ago that God's kingdom lives within each of us as disciples of Christ. To take Jesus as our Lord and Savior is to receive the benefits of all Jesus did for us on the cross and paying our debt of sin. And it is to have Jesus' righteousness, credited to us as our own righteousness. And we get to live in God's undeserved merit, and it came through Christ. We get to live in grace. And having Jesus as Lord means we have surrendered ownership and leadership of our life to God, to Jesus. And the kingdom of Scott, it is joined with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of Tim is joined with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of Wayne is joined with the kingdom of God. And God rules. God rules. And this is a king that we call Father. And we are daughters, and we are sons of the King, and heirs with Jesus. And with Jesus, with God, He's done all the heavy lifting for us to make all this possible. He did it all for us. You know, speaking of our Heavenly Father, Colossians 1:13-14, for He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son that He loves, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. And the kingdom of heaven reigns in me and reigns in you as followers of Christ. And our lives, oh boy, they look different from the rest of the world that we live in. And we cannot help but be counterculture. Because God's ways are not the ways of this world in which we are living. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Jesus is now on the throne of our life as a Christian. And we live by faith. We live trusting God because we already know that God is looking out for us. Just look at the cross. We already know what He has given for us. We know that we are loved by God. And we are in this new kingdom. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. And as we do life with God, His power shows up in our life and brings about life change. And candidly, we all start in our own unique way to look more like Jesus, and which is actually very cool and something personally we may not notice right away, but others do. I remember a friend out west who in his 40s asked Jesus to be Lord of his life. And the kingdom rule took hold in his life. His son was befuddled by what happened to my dad. In a conversation with his dad, he said to him, look, I don't know who you are anymore. He says, you're not the father I grew up under. At one point, he came to me and said, what did you do to my dad? Not that I'm complaining. I'm not. But what happened? What happened to him? See, the truth was, I hadn't done anything to his dad. It was all God. It was all Jesus. It was all the Holy Spirit as the kingdom of God came to reign in ever-increasing ways in his life. God's will was being done as he lived out his life. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy in the Holy Spirit. Patrick, that's his name, served with me on the men's leadership team while I was out west. If you ever want to see a picture of him, come to my office. I got it on the wall because they gave it to me before I left there. It was not long after that he came to Jesus that his wife did too. Because she saw the man she had married become a completely different man and a completely different husband to her because of the kingdom rule of God in his life. And the kingdom rule of God in our life has such potential to impact not just our life, but the lives of those around us in amazing ways. It is one of the reasons I believe Jesus tells us to pray for the kingdom of heaven and the will of God to come and to be lived out in us. And it can be like a little slice of heaven right now on this side of eternity. You know, as I was reading, studying for this morning, I read one author who said something along the lines, if we're asking for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God to come, it means the king is near. And oh yes, he is. He is near all the time. And you and I, as Christians, we are sons, we are daughters, we are heirs with Christ in this kingdom of God, in this kingdom of heaven. And we are to pray that it would come and it would just keep on increasing in our lives every day. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me pray for us. Father God, I thank you for this morning. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all that's happened here today. And God, as we are going to sing our last song, and Lord, as we're going to head out of here today, Father, I pray that my friends, my family, Lord, even those who are just maybe visiting us for this Sunday, coming to celebrate with Sharina and Terry, and Lord, I pray that all of us, though, that you would create within us a greater desire to seek after you. And Lord, as we see you, it would just prime the pump of our lives to want more and more and more of you, because as we do, we become who we were truly meant to be. And Lord, I pray that as we begin to truly spend time in prayer, spend time with you, Lord, whether it be on our knees, whether it be us driving to work with our eyes wide open and driving along talking to you, whether it be mindful of you every day, Lord, I pray that you will just continue to draw us and empower us for the life you've called us to live. And we can be shining examples. Lord, you've told us in your word that we shine like stars in this universe. And it's nothing to do with us. It's all to do with you in us. And so, Father, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, shine through us. God, may your kingdom come. May each of our lives, our little kingdoms, be joined with your great kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for the invitation. And may we all choose to pray that your kingdom would come in our life, that your will would be done in our life. I ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.